Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. At that time, as Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. On this day, the 2nd of December, we commemorate Habakkuk the prophet. This prophet, whose name means loving embrace, is 8th in order of the minor prophets. His homeland and tribe are not recorded in the divine scriptures. According to some, he was of the tribe of Simeon. He prophesied in the years of Joachim, who is also called Jeconias, before the Babylonian captivity of the Jewish people, which took place 599 years before Christ. When Nebuchadnezzar came to take the Israelites captive, Habakkuk fled to Ostrakani, and after Jerusalem was destroyed and the Chaldeans departed, Habakkuk returned and cultivated his field. Once he made some pottage and was about to take it to the reapers in the field, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and carried him with the pottage to Babylon to feed Daniel in the lion's den, then brought him back to Judea. His book of prophecy is divided into three chapters. The third chapter is also used as the fourth ode of the Psalter. His holy relics were found in Palestine during the reign of Emperor Theodosius the Great through a revelation to Zabenus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5222. 5567.